Chapter 13. Back in the great hall, Mo told the campers they had three options for their afternoon activity. Andres was sitting between Tip and Phoebe, but he could feel Nori staring at him. Elliot, too. Okay, he hadn't sat with them at lunch. And he hadn't hung out with them at free time. But seriously, did Andres have to hang out with the UDM kids every minute of every day? Was that part of the UDM rulebook? No, there was no UDM rulebook. Blobbity blobbity blah, something about interactive online tutorials in the library, Mo was saying. We designed this track for those of you who have expressed interest in the more academic aspects of dragonology. Not everyone wants to do field work, and that's okay. Blech, Tip whispered, pulling a face. We want to do field work, right, Andres? We want to be out in the open. Right, Andres said. Libraries are like cages, Phoebe said. We're too wild to be caged. Heck yeah, Andres said, his blood warm in his veins. Shh, one of the sage girls said, giving them a withering look. We can't, Andres whispered. We're too wild to be shushed. Phoebe, Lark, Tip, and Tomas cracked up. Low fives were passed from hand to hand. Mo moved on to the second option for the afternoon activity. It sounded far more fun than the library tutorials, even if it wasn't technically field work. It involved visiting the dragon nursery, where clutches of dragon eggs were carefully monitored night and day. There are eggs in one clutch that could hatch at any moment, Mo said. To witness the birth of a whelp is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Unless you're a dragonologist, that is. Excited murmurs flew about the room. One look at Nori and the other UDM kids told Andres they'd be choosing that activity. Mo laughed and held up a finger. Hear me out before you choose. The third option is tracking and monitoring river dragons. This particular activity is geared to the flyers among you. Say no more, Tip cried, jumping to his feet. He looked at Andres, Tomas, Lark, and Phoebe, who scrambled up beside him. Flyers reporting for duty. Some kids laughed. Others groaned. Mo tried to look stern, but even she couldn't resist Tip's eager charm. Mo waved the five flyers toward a man wearing green army pants. He had a handlebar mustache and forearms the size of hams. Andres, Nori called. Don't you want to see a dragon hatch? The man with the mustache pushed open the door of the great hall and strode into the sunshine. Andres followed. The mustache man introduced himself as Blade. He drove the group of flyers across Dragon Haven in a jeep. Veins popped out over his biceps whenever he turned the wheel. When they reached the river, he braked hard and hopped to the ground. He passed out helmets. He showed them a speedometer and another measurement tool called a variometer. Then he asked, "Which one of you is the fastest?" All four sage flyers pointed at Andres. Andres swelled with pride. "Right then," Blade tossed him the speedometer. "You take this, and remind me, you're the one who's upside down, correct?" He asked the question calmly, as if he was simply gathering basic information. Andres nodded. "In that case, hand me your leash and take off the backpack," said Blade, matter of fact. Andres gave him the leash, which Blade clipped to his belt. Andres floated into the air. It felt good to have the pack off. Blade jerked his chin at Phoebe. "You're clocking the dragons." He sized up Tip, Lark, and Tomas. "You three will fly behind us. What's your skill level? 2 feet? 3 feet in the air?"
3 feet, said Tip.
"All of you? This isn't the time to stretch the truth. Some fifth graders don't get 3 feet up till the end of the school year. No shame in it, I just need to know so that I can keep an eye on you."
"We all go 3 feet," said Lark, lifting her chin. We attend Sage Academy. The standards are very high.
Blade grunted. Some of these dragons can jump 2 feet out of the water, see? And they're fast. When they find the current, they really get going. I don't expect you to keep up with them once they reach their maximum velocity. Shoot, I don't expect you to keep up with them at half their maximum velocity. But do your best.
We will, Lark said, as if that was obvious. But why does it matter how high the dragons can jump out of the water?
Blade leveled her with his gaze. Would you like to be hit dead on by a dragon going 50 miles an hour?
Lark opened her mouth, but no words came out.
Exactly, Blade said. These aren't cute little cantaloupe beaters, people. Don't forget it for a minute.
Andres swallowed. The cute little cantaloupe eaters were neither cute nor little.
Not if Blade was referring to the tangerines they'd fed from the bridge. They were huge and hungry.
He could only imagine how large and ravenous the river dragons must be.
Blade nodded curtly. Those of you with devices, keep track of your measurements. If you don't have a device, your job is to observe, observe, observe. I want to know if any of the dragons look hurt, if any are having trouble swimming, that kind of thing. And remember, safety first. Levitation at all times. 3 feet up. Got it?
Yes, sir, the kids responded.
All six flyers cruised along the river. Andres kept up easily with Blade, who was a very strong flyer. Andres realized he had never before had his leash attached to another flyer. Back at Dunwiddle, even his tutor stayed on the ground during their sessions. Flying with such leeway felt wonderful.
There, Tomas said, spotting the first river dragon. Its large blue head peaked above the surface of the water.
It blew a snort of mist out its nose.
Let's clock it, Andres said, getting as close to the dragon as he dared.
He pointed the speedometer.
2.5 clicks, Phoebe called, checking the variometer. The river dragon dove underwater and came up with a catfish the size of a cow caught in its powerful jaws. Andres and the others watched, mesmerized.
There, another one, Tomas cried.
Together, Andres and Blade flew above the second dragon. She was a beauty, with sleek gray stripes highlighting the vivid yellow of her body. Faster and faster she went, and Blade and Andres matched her pace. Andres held the speedometer directly over her for 5 straight seconds.
40 miles per hour, he called.
Man, it feels good to zoom like this, Andres thought.
The wind whipped his skin and made him squint. Blade wasn't pulling him. He didn't need to. Blade was just keeping him from going up in addition to going forward.
Andres! Blade! Slow down! Tip yelled.
Tomas is going low, called Lark. He can't stay 3 feet up and go so fast at the same time.
Shut up, Lark! Yelled Tomas. I can so.
I'm tired too, said Phoebe. Can't stay up much longer.
Andres didn't want to stop. His mind, his body, flying. But Tomas, and Phoebe, and Lark and Tip. Andres remembered being dragged along behind the bus when the UDM kids first started off to Dragonhaven. He didn't want anyone to feel left behind like he had. He slowed down, and Blade slowed with him. They turned around and flew back with the weaker flyers, staying a solid 3 feet above the water, but greatly reducing their speed. Blade gripped Tomas's elbow and didn't let go, despite Tomas's protests. As they flew, Blade pointed out some smaller river dragons who were floating on their backs like otters, glinting red in the afternoon sunlight. He also trained them to watch for the moment when a fast swimmer caught the current and surged forward like a rocket.
Look how they ride on the current, Andres marveled. It's amazing.
Blade nodded. It's something we have in common with them.
he said. Later, as Andres shrugged into his brick pack so they could climb back into the vehicle, Blade clapped him on the shoulder.
You got some nice power there, Blade told Andres. You take passengers?
Andres shook his head. Then he remembered that he'd flown tip up to the top of the Great Hall.
Well, once, but it happened accidentally, he said. I think I could learn how, though. I'd like to.
I took my first passenger at age 11, said Blade. But I dropped that kid in a sandbox, nearly broke half his bones. Turned out I could only hold him for a couple minutes. It took a good long while to master that skill.
I can't even master going down, Andres admitted.
So I've heard, said Blade. Your teacher told me.
But you'll learn how, just like I learned not to drop my passengers. Might not be easy, but you've got a lot of power, kid. You just gotta keep training. Check? Yes, sir, Andres said, and he saluted. He didn't mean to. It just happened.
Blade didn't laugh or even smile. He lifted his hand from the wheel and returned the salute.